as I bring on our brother Bobby, these cases are happening all over the country. And there was a news item today coming out of Seattle. Young Christopher Harris, who was beaten again on video, into a coma by law enforcement there. And it turned out that their accosting and assaulting him was one of mistaken identity. So the officer pulls and throws his head into a wall, and now the young man is in a coma. And he wasn't even the young man that they were actually looking for. So we are in this hour, and the Grant family has certainly been out front in helping us to craft our journey toward justice, supporting the town hall, supporting the caravan, supporting our efforts to press the DA to do well and do right. So I want you to join me in receiving to the microphone our brother, the uncle of Brother Oscar Grant, Brother Bobby Johnson.
Your time and put even some of your own personal lives on hold to be involved in this movement. So truly from our hearts, we just want to thank everybody that has been involved. We want to thank the community for even standing with us. Because see, I've come to realize myself personally that it's going to be the community that's going to win this case.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, we do have a representative, but however, the community has many more eyes, many more brain power, and just the voice in itself can speak very loudly to how this case will turn out. You know, and you know, knowledge that has come to me, you know, in the last 15 years, I'm sure we've heard that there has been over 5,000 black and brown men killed by police officers. In that report, 6 were actually charged with murder. And out of all 6, they were not found guilty, even though their crimes explicitly showed that they committed the murder. Now, there's one case that I'm familiar with, Niles Green in Detroit, where he was killed by a white police officer. And because of the community involvement, the campaign that the community put on to bring justice for Niles Green, they were successful. So I'm believing. So that point is that I realize today, because of all the issues that are going on around this country when it comes to officers killing us, that we standing alone, or I standing alone, or you standing alone, really don't have justice.
That's right.
So for us as a family, seeing you involved inspires us and enables me to be able to stand and truly believe that justice will be brought forth because of this involvement. You know, I want to thank Minister Muhammad, Reverend Buford, and all of you for just coming to the town hall meeting, going to the bar board and expressing your feelings and concerns, and just keeping your eyes and ears open concerning what's going on, because it's you sharing your knowledge and your strength with the people out there that know you, that lets them know that there can be justice won. It's going to be a long, hard fight. We realize that. You know, but yet, you give me the strength. I have to stand. You know, so I'm here today, you know, because I know how important it is. You're sacrificing your time. I have to sacrifice my time.
All right, bro.
You know, I have to be involved. You're involved, you know, so, you know, for my sister Wanda, you know, she says thank you, you know, it's a struggle for her, you know, to sit and hear what's going on in the courtroom, you know, just like it's a struggle for me, but yet, it's something we have to do.
That's right.
you know, and my strength really comes from you today. You know, so again, I just want to thank everyone. Thank you for putting it out there in the media.